Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
John.
And just when we went into our break, Otto started giving us a geography lesson and, and a love story at the same time. It was like love around the world or something, but it was very important because Zoom was coming into it. So I'm going back to Otto for the whole story.
Well, first of all, I owe a correction. I really looked at a big map while we were on the break and realized that Colorado is then, Wyoming is north of Colorado and Montana is north of that, which is on the Canadian border, thanks to correction by Dan Cox.
But you know that.
Professor Dan Cox buzzed in with the correct facts.
So an A to Dan, all right? Those are two states I've never been to. I've been to many states in this country.
And they don't want you. You don't even know where they are.
But my grandson, I think I started before the break, lives in Denver, Colorado, with his, at that time, girlfriend. And they went to Wyoming, through Wyoming and to Montana to get married, because apparently they have some nice rules in Montana to make it easier to get married. Not that they have a problem, they don't. But the good thing is, A, they're both great people and we're very happy for them. We're sorry that it couldn't be with the family being all together. But on Tuesday night at 8:30, there was a Zoom session with her parents, my daughter and her husband, who are the parents of my grandson, and their siblings, and us. And it was great. It was an opportunity to toast them and congratulate them, and chatted for a little while, had a few laughs, and they were actually sitting in the parking lot of a restaurant that they were going into, because there was a 2-hour time difference. You know, it was 8:30 here, 6:30 there.
Okay. So
they were actually on their phone in Montana.
Montana.
Yeah, right.
Just say they were under Canada. There was someplace under Canada.
It was north of Denver, way north. But the bottom line is Zoom came in handy. And my point of the whole story is, besides I had a good time with it, is that Zoom is something that people can use who are lonely or isolated or whatever, not just because of Project Independence, but they can put together Zoom groups of their family, friends, people who have common interests that they might want to pull together. And it's really not difficult to do. And they would get guidance from how to do that by calling 311 and be able to do it with people. So one of the big things that came out of COVID, boy, is this, right? Being able to use that technology, and it can be expanded into many, many different areas of your life, really.
No, well, it's a really good point. You know, and like the bottom line is too, outside of COVID, you know, the fact that people are comfortable now with this kind of platform. I mean, everyone has different family members or children or grandchildren, whatever, whoever it is, in different places, different states. You know, so this kind of easy format, really, like as you were saying, I mean, you had someone in Wyoming, you guys here, you know, so to be able to pull that together is a really wonderful thing. And it's nice to see people, you know, it's obviously, you know, you want to be in person. But, you know, that's what we were saying in the earlier segment. It's all about kind of adjusting and finding a way to still celebrate, but just a little differently, you know. But I think it's great. And listen, they could have gotten married by Justin Timberlake because he lives in Montana. So maybe, you know, maybe they stopped by and saw JT, you know, and they could welcome JT's new baby. I mean, it could be a whole affair.
Oh, he has a baby?
He just had a new baby with Jessica Biel. You know, they called me, they let me know, and we're all up on it.
He likes golf, Justin Timberlake. That's what I do know about him.
That's right. He did. He actually played a few years back, I think. I forgot what year it was, but it was quite the hot. I was trying to figure out a way to get in there. He was at Bethpage Golf Course playing.
Okay.
It was quite exciting.
I think he started or did something with owning a golf course, actually.
Well, Otto, I'm going to need you to get involved in that for me, okay?
I read it actually in a golf magazine.
I love it. See, guys, you're learning all kinds of facts on PI and you. You know what? We're touching into the pop culture realm as well.
She, Christina wants that man, obviously.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, who knows? Maybe Otto can snag them.
What's the other guy with New Dimension? Who's better?
New, I like you said, New Dimension. It's One Direction, but that's, oh. It was close. That is Harry Styles, you know,
Harry.
Artist extraordinaire currently. So, I mean, listen, we can, whoever you want to get on, just everyone, anyone out there, you know, if you have any connections, send them our way. But neither here nor there. I want to remind people that next week we are going to have on Dr. Coley, who is the geriatric hospitalist over at North Shore University Hospital. And she works with Dr. Carney, who we've had on before.
Oh.
She's part of that team, and she's actually going to come on to discuss immunizations. We know that's kind of a hot topic right now with flu season, so everyone's, you know, a little nervous. You know, it's creating worry. So they are coming in, and actually they were so wonderful in Northwell to submit an article also for our Pioneer newsletter, really detailing what to expect and kind of ways to prepare yourself for this, you know, fall, winter season.
When is flu season?
It kicks off. Well, they want people to start getting flu shots in September. So as early as that, you know, and flu season, it's tricky because, you know, October, December, and then, you know, it can drag on into, you know, the early, you know, winter months and stuff. So,
well, many of the pharmacies already have the sign up out.
Yeah, because that's what I saw.
A lot shots available here.
You know, and our Project Independence nurses, I know at Northwell, are trying to figure out a way to do that. You know, we recently resumed our St. Francis screening van, but it's not actually in the van. They're doing it outside, or we secured a space in the buildings that were big enough to kind of have a social distancing screening. But they are also, when as soon as they have it, are going to be able to provide flu shots too. So, like I said, we're just trying to get kind of creative with that. So also, I just want to give a little sneak peek of what's in the Pioneer, because I've been working very hard on it. We have an article from Barry that'll also be in there, trying to prepare people, because this issue is scheduled to probably come out, you know, beginning of October-ish or whatnot. So we have, you know, some information, you know, a quick summary of what Barry talked about today on there. As I had mentioned, we have a fabulous article by Otto. You know, and I found, I always have to throw Otto in, you know, he's a staple.
I just learned how to write too.
He's a staple in the Pioneer newsletter.
No, actually, just hold on 1 second. Otto, you've written several articles, right?
Yes.
And, yeah, absolutely.
He's been in like every article and every issue
probably
since the beginning. You know, it just kind of, it's part of the whole thing. And I also was really trying to find things, you know, that were visually pretty, you know, so there was this great tips on finding your happy place and how to reduce stress during this time, which I thought had really, really great suggestions. And then, you know, we're just promoting our virtual programs and how to engage virtually outside of PI stuff. Of course, we have a little radio show blurb and just updates really about everything that we're doing. You know, it's the Pioneer is a great chance for us to kind of spread the word on all these endless programs, because like I said, each week I'm getting, you know, new and all of our, it's a shout out to the social workers and the nurses and the Department of Services for the Aging team, who are constantly, you know, trying to come up with new and exciting programs. So,
Christina, what's your happy place?
My happy place, I have a lot of happy places. But, you know, obviously, as we all know, which, you know, kind of ties into this weekend. So my whole thing with celebrating, obviously, is a humongous part of my life. And that's my happy place, frankly, is making little things. You know, one of my friends, her daughter's having a redo of her communion at an outdoor restaurant with a few people. So she enlisted my help to decorate and to, you know, set up. So I was like, she's like, look, I was like, that's my happy place, right? It's using, you know, to create things. And so for my birthday, which as we all know was in April, which was totally shafted, I had prepared, because I had bought everything, because also if people know me, I'm, you know, kind of do things pretty far in advance. So I had everything back in February before, well, you know, this chaos it happened. So it was all just sitting in my garage. You know, Otto was laughing because I said it was party in a bag, you know, ready to go. So this weekend, I rented a tent outside on my patio because I have a big deck and then I have a patio. So me and my husband, we cleared off the patio, got a big tent. We've got some little bar table set up. So it's kind of set up like a loungy, spaced out situation. And then we'll have the food outside. So everything is going to be outside. I'm going to have a couple of my friends. And so we're going to do it safely, but it's nice. We'll see. I said, you know, it's a reason to celebrate my birthday that was, and also just the end of summer. And safely, I have a sanitizing station. I have little gift bags with a mask and a hand sanitizer. So, you know, I said, I'm trying to find creative ways to incorporate safety, but it's very pretty package. I will send you both pictures of these, the little favors, but that's really my happy place. You know, it's, and then during this too, I love like buying gifts for people that I care about, right? So I love to think about what they're into for their birthdays, for holidays. So that was something else I had to get kind of creative with during this time was, you know, getting it to them and kind of doing that and not forgetting. You know, my whole thing was, listen, there's so many things that got canceled, right? And it was devastating for me in the beginning because the idea of canceling anything that I really care about is just heartbreaking. I mean, I can't even handle like a TV show ending that like I love. So, you know, when it comes to something like this, you know, it was really, that's so important to me. And so I found, you know, ways to get it. You know, I would, we talked about this earlier, you know, it was going to families' houses and putting little presents on the front lawn, you know, and making it kind of an activity for my nieces to go run out and to open, you know. So it's not everything has to be canceled, people. Like, you know, you could figure out a way of doing things safely or creatively or from a distance, whatever it might be. So
we should figure out how to share pictures of that, since some of this is also on TV. With Zoom, you have the ability to share.
Yeah,
right.
We'll have to work on that.
We will. I like that. I'm into it. We could have a little like slideshow.
Let's you know, you could share and verbalize about the picture so people who are listening on the radio would know what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
That's going to be Dan's job, obviously.
That's right. We're going to put Dan on the case.
But I suppose, like, if you held up the camera right now and showed the picture, then
You'd be sharing.
Yeah. When, you know.
There's another way, though. If you go to the bottom.
But you know what? I just got a message from Dan. We're going to take a break, and then you're going to tell me, Otto.
Right.
We're taking the break now. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.